The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Any similarities to actual persons living or dead are purely coincidental. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Oh, hey, little man. Of course you can come in. You know you're always welcome in my room. I told you that when you moved in with me. I'm surprised you're home so early. I thought you'd be out all night with that little cutie you were meeting. Yeah, I'm just laying here watching my shows. Getting ready for sleep, you know? Plus, I wanted to be a good roommate and not get in the way just in case you came home with that girl. So, did the date go bad or... just fine? It doesn't look like it went fine. I can tell when you're feeling down, little guy. You can't hide it from me. I know you so well. So, tell me what happened. Wait, actually, come lay down next to me. I'll turn off the TV and we can just talk. Like old times. Yeah, lay right here and face away from me. You'll be the little spoon, the best position for comfort cuddles. Trust me. There we are. See? Doesn't this feel nice? Your bestie holding you from behind, stroking your hair slowly. I can already feel the tension flowing out of you. Just relax, okay? I'm here for you, always. So, tell me what happened. You know you can always be honest with me. Oh, come on, little boy. You can tell me. We were next door neighbors our whole lives. We used to share everything with each other. I know we grew apart a bit when I moved across town after college, but that's why I was so excited when you asked to move in with me. Like, it would be a chance for us to reconnect now that we were both done with school and away from our families. So, don't hold anything back. Give me all the details. Okay. So you picked her up? Oh, I love that restaurant. It's very romantic. Okay, light conversation. Flirty back and forth. Typical date stuff. Right. Oh, you took her for a walk along the pier? Such a romantic. I love the view from there. You took her to her old spot? Okay, what next? So you meet out for a while? Then she invited you back to her place? Well, it sounds like everything went great so far. What happened when you got to hers? Wait, you guys fucked, and then you came home? I'm not seeing any problems, Rumi. Sounds to me like you got everything you wanted. It just wasn't what you were expecting? What does that mean? Like she didn't juggle your balls the way I like? I mean, the way you like? I'm not mad. I just don't understand what you're complaining about. Oh. So it was just vanilla sex. And she didn't do the sort of things that you like. She didn't wrap her fingers around your throat like I used to do. Like I'm doing now. She didn't grope this pert little ass of yours like this. I haven't heard you moan in years. You're still a fucking pervert, aren't you? Just a pathetic little boy fantasizing about fucking his unattainable best friend. Say it. Good boy. Tell me I'm miles out of your league while I reach into your pants. Yes. Just a pathetic, pervert simp for the goddess who friend-zoned him. His little cock, this little cock, I'm stroking right now. It was always so desperate for me, wasn't it? But the fucking wasn't enough, was it? When I finally gave in and let you fuck me, you just wanted more, like a greedy little slut. You always wanted kinkier, more perverted fun with your dream girl, didn't you? Well, lucky you. So did I. I was open to experiment. Curious to see how far you'd go, what your limits would be. But we never found them, did we? No. My little whore never told me it was too much, too far. You never used the safe word. Maybe that's why I missed you. None of the boys in this city can seem to have the same tastes as I do. As you do. Even when I decided to keep hooking up with other guys while we were having our fun, you surprised me. When I came home in the middle of the night for the first time, I thought you'd be jealous like an ex-boyfriend. Instead, you were excited like a cuck. I remember you texting me from next door, asking meekly if you could sneak over to my house. I told you you could climb through the window, and you did, falling onto the ground like a clumsy loser that you are. You stood up, head down, eyes trained to stare at the floor like a scolded puppy. I thought you'd be angry, or at least upset. After all, we'd been hooking up frequently and I betrayed you. It took you so long to get the words out, to finally ask for what you wanted. I just let you stew, waited for you to work up the courage, and then finally you did. How far did the date go, goddess? Well, I told you, didn't I? Because there are no secrets between us. I gave you all the gory details. How his cock was so much bigger than yours. How I sucked it. How he fucked me so hard I thought his bed would break. But that just raised a new question, didn't it? One that was burning on your lips, forcing you to ask, "Do you remember?" That's right. Did he come in you? Was the smirk that spread across my lips burned into your mind? How about the image of me pulling back the covers and spreading my legs, telling you to have a taste to find out the answer? Oh. Are you upset that I stopped stroking your tiny cock? I know, little boy. I know you're about to blow all that load all over my bedspread, thinking about the first time you ate my cream pie from me. And I'm not done with you yet. Not by a long shot. I'm curious. Did you wash your perverted little dick after your date tonight? Ugh. I can smell her cunt on my hand now. You dirty little whore. Sniff it. Sniff it. And tell me if she smells better than I do. You're goddamn right she doesn't. Your roommate's pussy's scent is the best you'll ever whiff. And you should know that. Do you understand? Good. Now take off your pants. I want full access to that dirty little cock. Good boy. That's right. Lay back down. God, you're actually shaking. You've wanted this so bad, haven't you, pervert? I thought so. You like the feeling of my fingers wrapped around this needy, pathetic dick again. Anything, you say? Good. I want you to tell me you're my little bitch. That you'll be my dirty, pathetic boy whore again. Just what I wanted to hear. Now, beg me to play with this greedy dicklet again. Now, I'll just wrap my other hand back around your throat while I jerk you off. God, you're such a pussy. So easy to manipulate and use. But I know that's exactly what you want. What you need. Promise me you won't come until Goddess gives you permission. I like that. You're so obedient. I love how your voice sounds while I choke you. Here, lick my palm. I want you to clean that scent of that whore off of me. And get it nice and wet so I can stroke you faster. There we go. This is the only lube this useless dick deserves. I mean, it's not like it's big enough to need more. Okay, I'm going to stop stroking. And I want you to take over and start thrusting your hips. Fuck. Yes. Fuck my hand like you wish you were fucking my perfect little pussy. You know you don't deserve my cunt. You deserve nothing from a perfect being like me. I'm generous to give you this much. Thrust faster. Pound that hand, pussy. Aw. Are you really complaining that I loosened my grip? And that you can't feel me anymore? Now you know what it feels like with this useless thing inside of me. Oh, you're twitching. Taking my hand away now. That sad little whimper gets me so fucking hot. I love denying you. I used to think you loved it too. Huh. You do? Really? Then explain to me why you keep giving all that dirty cum to every girl with standards low enough to fuck a loser like you. That's my cum. You've been giving away, little boy. mine. And you're going to pay me back for every wasted drop. How? Oh, lots of ways. But telling you now would ruin my fun. However, you can start by licking my pussy as an apology. I'm going to shift up on the bed and slide these panties off. Okay, now get down between my legs and show me how sorry you are. I want to see if you remember how I like it. There we are. Just like coming home again, huh? No, no, you pathetic slut. Don't go straight for my clit. You need to tease and suck on my labia first. God, you're so out of practice. I guess I'll have to train you all over again. Just my luck. I don't care that your hard dick is squishing down into the mattress. Fucking deal with it. In fact, why don't you prop yourself up on your knees? Get that ass in the air so I can watch it sway while you eat me out. Left, right, left, right. Yeah. Let me grip this hair. I can guide your incompetent tongue. Yes, that's it. Right there. Not too fast. Wiggle that ass for me. Back and forth, just like that. Now you're going to lick my clit. And I'm not letting you up for a breather until I come. Your air is less important than my pleasure. You used to understand that. God, I bet you wish there was a nice, thick load in my cunt right now. Don't you, pervert? Wish that you were lapping it all up while I tell you about how it got there. Well, if you're a good boy, maybe I'll bring home a present for you tomorrow night. I've got plenty of fuck buddies around town who love to fill my slutty hole. And before you even ask, yes, all their dicks are bigger than yours. In fact, you're probably the smallest cock I've ever allowed inside of me. Oh, that moan. You love that, don't you? You love knowing that you're the smallest guy I've been with. That every other cock has reached places inside me you could never go. Tell me. But don't you dare take your tongue off my clit. You sound so fucking pathetic trying to speak with your face buried in my cunt. Keep licking. I'm so close. Oh. Suck on my clit, bitch boy. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fucking get off of me. Get on your knees. Shit. My juices are dripping off of your chin. Did I squirt? Not yes, mistress. Did you really forget our old play names? That's right. I'm goddess to you. And you? Well, you're just bitch, like you've always been. Don't forget that again, bitch boy. Otherwise, playtime is over. Got it? Good, bitch. Don't even think about wiping my pussy juice off your face. I want my scent invading your nostrils all night. Now, go to my dresser and look at the bottom drawer. There are a couple of things I need you to get for me. Don't ask what. You'll know when you see them. I can see your eyes lighting up from here. That must mean you found them. Bring that strap on and the lube over here while I get up. Kneel. God, I will never understand how a so-called man can look so perfect on his knees. Then again, you're not much of a man, are you? I'm glad you agree. You're just a pathetic, desperate little loser boy. Now attach the strap onto me. This one is a bit different than what we used to use. So you'll have to undo the buckles and wrap the straps around my legs, like little belts. Ah, you noticed that the dildo is also a lot bigger than our old one. Consider it an upgrade. Besides, I'm sure that my pervy little bitch can take it. Goddess believes in you, little guy. Yes, I can see that it's on. I'm not blind. Now get on the bed. I want you on your back so I can look in your eyes while I fuck you. I guess I might as well take off this nightshirt. That's much better. And you? My face is up here. I know it's been years since you've seen your best friend's tits. But show some respect, pervert. Words aren't much of an apology, little boy. But don't worry. I'll make you sorry soon enough. Now, pull your legs up and back, like the slut that you are. Spread those thighs for me while I lube up this dildo. Oh, good boy. God, you're such a whore. Do you know that? Put your legs in the air and spread your ass cheeks while your childhood friend rubs lube on your greedy asshole. Disgusting. Filthy little pervert. All right. Now I'm going to line up the strap on with your boy pussy. Deep breaths now. This is gonna hurt. But if I know my little butt slut bitch boy, you'll adjust to it soon enough. Take deep breaths. In, hold it, and then breath out. You took so much in the first thrust. Have you been training your hole, Tiny? Oh, I know it hurts. But the pain is how you learn. It's a reminder of who you belong to, who you've always belonged to. You're my bitch, and I will fuck you like my bitch. Oh, I bet that feels good though, doesn't it? It hurts a little bit, just relax. Okay, okay. Since I can tell you're trying, I'll add some more lube. Hold still. Out. Now, I'm going back in, and I don't want any more whining. Got it? Good bitch boy. Deep breath. Now take it. Now those cries and whimpers are turning into moans, aren't they? You like it when Goddess fucks your tight ass? Tell me. Say it again. Tell me what you are. Yes. Just a little pervert butt slut for your bestie. Oh, I can see that little cock twitching. Are you gonna come with my rubber cock up your ass? You better not. I haven't given you permission yet, have I? Yes, that's right. Beg. Beg for it. Beg to come while I fuck your tight ass, slut. I know you wanna come. I know you're. What was that? I can't hear you. Oh, okay. Come for me then. Come for Goddess and thank me while you spurt that hot load all over yourself. Do it. Go ahead, let it all out. Huh. And there he blows. Hands free. Coming on yourself while your hot roommate fucks your ass. You really are pathetic. Oh. I can see that you're done, little boy. But that doesn't mean I am. No. I'm still fucking you. You're done when I say you're done. Beg all you want, boy. I'm not. No, little boy. Looks like your tiny dick is getting soft. I better do something about that. Let me just gather some of this lube from your used ass and grab that pathetic nub. Oh, what's the matter? You've always loved my hand jobs. Too sensitive. I need to keep this thing hard for what comes next. Do you really think I'd spoil the surprise, little boy? Never. Just focus on getting hard for me again. You can do it. There we go. There's that pathetic stiffy you think is so damn special. Now, I'm going to shove this dildo all the way in and then leave it there. Yes, just breathe. You know what the best feature of this strap-on is? It's reversible. I can just undo these straps while I'm balls deep in you. And now, I'll attach them to your legs. That way, my cock will stay inside of you. Pretty cool, isn't it? Yes, goddess. Such an obedient little bitch. Keep your legs up. Have you ever been fucked, Amazon style boy? Yeah, I didn't think so. I learned this a while back, but haven't used it yet. Guess it's your lucky day. Let me just raise my pussy up over you and grab this needy little cock. Now I'll line us up and... fuck. There it is. Just like coming home again, isn't it? It's been so long. I've had my obsessive little pervert simp cock inside of me. It feels so right. So perfect. By those screams and moans, I can tell you've missed this, even if you're a bit sensitive right now. Does Bestie's pussy feel as good as you remember? Oh, even better, huh? My, my. Better than those meaningless sluts you've been fucking? You're goddamn right, yes. None of those bitches could ever fuck you like I can. Not even fucking close. None of those sluts know what you like I do. Say it. Oh, good boy. I can't believe you wasted so much cum on those whores. You should apologize. Say I'm sorry I gave away my cum to those other girls, goddess. Again. Tell me that all your dirty cum is mine from now on. Say you're my slutty pervert. Fuck toy bitch. Oh god. I'm close. Say it again. Yes. Tell me you're mine. And come in me. Come inside and tell me. I'm coming. I'm coming. Come in me now. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was so fucking good. Oh fuck. I missed that. Fuck. I can feel your cum inside of me. Oh, I feel so full. Oh, stay right there and open your mouth. Don't fucking move. I'm going to lift off of your cock and squat over you. And I'm going to drip your fucking load all over your nasty face. You little sicko. Yes. Look at it. Dripping all over your cheeks and chin. Such a good boy. Trying to catch every last drop on your tongue. It must be so frustrating how I'm gyrating my hips so you keep missing. I'm making a mess of you, little boy. Oh, you want to lick it? Oh, no. No. You haven't earned the right to eat your cum from my pussy again. You have a lot to make up for, mister. All those loads you gave away to those other girls. But don't worry. I'll bring home some big load from a guy who deserved this pussy tomorrow. Just like I promised. Now, thank me. No. Now get your filthy ass out of my bed and into the shower. You look disgusting. Oh, and little boy, leave the door unlocked. Your goddess might join you.